This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We started with economic indicators. We shall continue now with economic indicators. Says the AAA, more than 37 million people are expected to travel this Memorial Day weekend, down from the before times, yes, but still a 60% bump from 2020. So getting where you're going is going to be comparatively crowded. And once you get there and step up to that rental car counter, oh, it's going to hurt a little bit, as Marketplace's Sam Fields reports.
It turns out most people tend to book trips in pretty much the same order. Plane tickets first, then hotel or Airbnb, and rental car last, sometimes weeks or even months later, says Jonathan Weinberg, CEO of the rental car site Autoslash.com.
That is definitely not going to work this year.
This summer, he says,
you're going to need to check your car rental rates before you even book your airfare. Because in many cases, car rentals are extremely high or they're not even available.
Especially in Florida and other prime vacation destinations. Josh Rosenbaum found that out the hard way. He's flying from Phoenix to Orlando this weekend, and he booked his flights and hotel a couple of months ago.
And then I thought, oh, the rental car, that'll be no problem. It never has been a problem. I'll go on Hotwire or...
But when he went to book something last week, instead of the $30 to $50 a day he was used to...
They're about $140 to $150 a day, but, you know, with the city tax and the airport surcharge and this, that, and the other, it ends up being about $600 for a three-day weekend.
Way more than he was banking on. A lot of people have been unpleasantly surprised lately when trying to book rental cars. Paula Twidale at AAA says rates are topping out at $134 a day.
It's a lot more for people to get their arms around, not anticipating that sometimes renting a vehicle for 4 or 5 days can be more than the airline ticket.
Prices are up because there just aren't enough cars to meet demand right now. Chris Waronka, a leisure analyst at Deutsche Bank, says there are three main reasons for the shortage.
Number one is the car rental companies, all of them, sold a bunch of cars throughout 2020.
When demand for travel plummeted.
We ended 2020 with about 33 to 35% fewer rental cars than we started 2020.
Number two, Waronka says, rental car companies didn't anticipate that demand would come back as quickly as it has.
We have seen travel improve every month in 2021, but it really started kicking into high gear when people started to be fully vaccinated.
And number three, he says, as the rental companies saw demand coming back,
they tried to buy cars. They couldn't get all that they wanted.
Because of the computer chip shortage that's forced automakers to shut down some production lines. Put all that together and you have higher prices pretty much everywhere. In some places, there are no cars to be found at all, says Paula Twidale at AAA.
In Anchorage, Alaska, there are dates in July that there are no cars available by any car company at that point in time.
That's also true around some national parks, which are very popular right now, and in Hawaii. Brittany Martinez is going to Maui for her honeymoon this summer. She booked everything a couple of months ago, but even then, the rental car was much more than she expected.
It was like over $1,000 for a week. When I saw $1,000, I was like, oh no, this is way too much.
So she started looking at rental places away from the airport and found a car for a bit less, $600 for the week instead of $1,000.
I was like, I'll book this and I can always shop around and see if there's anything that comes available.
But when she checked for something cheaper last week,
then there's no cars available. It's saying that there's no vehicles available based on the criteria I've entered.
For mid-August, 2.5 months from now.
Glad I booked it.
After a lot of stress and searching, Josh Rosenbaum also booked something, finally, for his trip to Florida this weekend. But not through a rental car company. Instead, he found something for about half the cost on Turo, which is kind of like an Airbnb for cars. He'll be renting a Mustang from a stranger for $70 a day. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.